So we, all right. I'm, listen to this. I'm one with him. I'm joined to him. Grace has done it all. And now I must learn to receive all this by faith. For the word says, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what? Faith and not by sight. What the word said? We walk by and not by sight. And so many times we're trying to feel it. When your feeling is cutting up, you still walk by faith. Your feeling cut, you know your feeling cuts up the most? He said, grow ups and you won't be tempted to do this. You know when your feeling has the biggest thing to say to you? You know when it rules you the most? Sunday morning. Only morning you are so tempted, I can't get up this morning. I got to get my rest. All the rest of the morning, you get up, wash your face, and get ready to punch the clock. But Sunday morning, I just need to lie here and get me some rest. You know, work hard all week. That's when you're feeling cut up the most. And that's when you say you should be saying, shut up. Because you're taking your little self to church, child. I didn't ask you where you're going. I'm telling you what you're going to do. So get yourself out of bed and get dressed because we are going to worship. Because this is more important than going to a job. If I learn this, I know how to have a job. And I learn how to have people working for me. But if I lay up in the bed, they assume to come get the bed I'm laying in. Because what you're fighting so hard to keep might be the very thing you lose. Because, see, you were trying to do it. Anybody in the house? I say, anybody in the house today? So, it's one of the greatest truths you can learn and build on. That grace has done it all. And God don't have to do another thing about your salvation. That's why Jesus took a seat at the right hand of God. Because he said it's finished. He finished it all. And once we learn how to walk with him, learn how to pray. See, grace in the Holy Spirit that lives in you, he'll teach you how to pray. And grace will give you the ability to pray. I often wondered till I just got the revelation of it. Paul had this thorn in the flesh. And he was being hampered with this. Then he prayed. You notice he prayed how many times? Three times? And then the Lord spoke to him and said, what did the Lord tell him? Paul, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. I didn't understand what he was saying. My grace is sufficient. And Paul then said, then I realize when I'm weak, then am I strong. When I learn how to give up my way of trying to do stuff, then and take his way, do it grace's way, I'm strong then. Can't nothing stop me. There's nothing can stop me. And see, grace is available to you, and this is why so many saints are not coming up where we need to be. And when things come up, we sort of balk because we haven't allowed our faith to grow, where we can trust God and believe Him, trust Him for everything. Did not he say in his word that he will supply every need? Did not he say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? Did not he say, great is he that's in you and he that's in the world? Did not he say that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work which God had before ordained that we should walk in them? Didn't he say that? Didn't he say, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hadn't he said that? Did not he say, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright? I mean, you got it there. He'll give you everything. But here we are trying to figure out things instead of getting in the word and believing what he said. Believing what he said. Believing what he said. Believing what this word said. I want to touch on this. Then I got to go to another thing. Let me go ahead and put this scripture for me, y'all. Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20. Let's see. Yeah. I gotta move on. 4:20, Proverbs 4:20. This in the King James, so I'm gonna start reading. They'll catch up with me after a while. They'll catch up. My son, attend to my word. Let me do something. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are what? They are life to those that find them, and help. How much? Now I want you to listen, because I'm going to say it again. I said it before, but you need to hear this. Notice what it says. For they are what? Life. Right. You know what he's saying? My words are life to those that get a revelation of it. That's what he's saying. If you, they're life when you get a revelation of it in your spirit, they're life. Yes. All right, now can I take you just a little further? They're life to those that find them and help to all thine flesh. Notice where it says life and help. Let's put this one up. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. They are life to those that find them. And while they are putting that one up, John Gospel says in John 6:63. I want you to get this in your spirit. 6:63. Here we go. While they're putting that one up, I'm going to read this one to you. Just hold what you got. Don't leave that. He said in John Gospel 6:63. See, this is why you want to learn, get a revelation, and you know the difference. And you won't use words loosely. You won't use words just saying anything. You begin to tighten up, clean up, fix up, and get ready, and get rid of all these loose, ungodly words, unproductive words, destructive words. You begin to get rid of those things. You begin to speak, talk like God, because you got his mind. You have his thoughts. So listen to what he said. He said in 6:63, it is the spirit that quickens, see. In other words, the spirit what makes alive. What makes alive? The spirit. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Your flesh provides you a vehicle to remain on this earth. It's on. But to follow your flesh is detrimental, destructive. If you follow your flesh, you will wind up in serious trouble. And most people let their flesh get out of control in many areas. Huh? They let their flesh get out of control in many areas. They are controlled in this area, and then they let it get out of control in the other area. And it brings them real serious problems. Look like it's all right while you're doing it, but if you let it stay out of control, it will bring you destruction. So, let me show you. Why he said, attend to my words. Let me finish this one. Your flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you They are what? What are they? They are spirit and they are life.